This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Satisfaction guaranteed. It is a retail promise that usually comes with a good helping of small print, presumably to prevent customers from abusing liberal return policies. Still, a handful of established brands from L.L. Bean to Nordstrom's offer a true lifetime guarantee for merchandise with no exceptions. Joining us to contemplate the pros and cons of a promise that you cannot take back is Adweek staff writer Robert Clara. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
L.L. Bean, the North Face, Land's End, those household utensils with the spongy handles, they're all moderately high-end retailers. At least, let's say they're not bargain basement brands. Does that factor in the ability to offer a lifetime guarantee?
I think it does, yes, because there's a certain article of faith that these brands take when they extend a guarantee like this, and that is that their average customer won't take advantage of them. And if you are a bargain basement brand, I don't think that you can necessarily have the same assurances that a higher-end brand would have.
Well, I think we've all heard the stories, you know, retailers taking back items that are in some cases 5 or even 10 years old.
Oh, sure. And the brands that I talked to, surprisingly enough, admitted to me that that they do encounter that from time to time. So, you know, I certainly don't want to absolve all the higher-end shoppers out there as having, you know, better morals than anybody else. But retailers kind of see that as one of the drawbacks, but just a simple cost of having a policy like this, and believe that the advantages outweigh the disadvantages.
Well, I've seen on the internet, you know, stories of people taking advantage of these policies. There's REI. This is Recreational Equipment International, if I have it right. But everyone calls it Rental Equipment International. You know, they'll go camping or something and use something for a trip and bring it back after the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's a very, very, very big risk.
Backfire? I mean, how can some – is that sustainable for a business?
Well, in some cases, it might not be. I think the risk of customer abuse is higher when you're talking about a product that is maybe a single-use product or a specialty product, like, say, you know, to cite the camping example. If I'm not a regular camper, but I'm going to go on a camping trip and I don't have any equipment, that sets me up for a perfect opportunity to go out and buy a whole mess of stuff, use it once, and then return it. So an outfitter, for example, like, say, North Face or REI, is going to run a higher risk of that kind of abuse. And some of them will stick with the program, others perhaps not.
Yeah, you did find a list of 15 bold brand promises in your article for Adweek. Among them, some that I found surprising. I mean, Omaha Steaks. I can understand offering guarantees on outdoor clothing, but steaks?
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. But I mean, my guess is that one of the difficulties that any brand has really is differentiating its product. And when you're mail order only, which you know, that company will send you a steak through the mail, you know, the wonders of our time. And you know, if they stand behind it, it's a way for them to stand apart from the competition. So obviously, they've done the math and decided that, from a marketing standpoint, that makes sense for them.
You also have written about brands that offer lifetime guarantees, let's say with an asterisk or a catch, like the luggage company Briggs & Riley. What's their offer?
It's interesting. They really go out on a limb in one sense, in that if your luggage comes back damaged from the airline having mishandled it, they'll repair it. So that was impressive. On the flip side, though, and I guess, you know, this is understandable. They and a number of other brands will not, however, cover what they term normal wear and tear. And also, if I remember correctly, customer abuse. These things can be challenging to define. And even though I understand, certainly from a business point of view, why they would do that, it kind of makes the brands that don't attach any strings all the more impressive.
Huh. It does seem, however, like a lot of these are really established brands. I mean, we're living in an era where new products are popping up all the time. But in order to have a lifetime guarantee that's meaningful, you have to know that store is going to be there, that product is going to be there in a year or 10 years, right?
Absolutely. And I think that kind of cuts both ways because the guarantee not only tells the consumer that the brand is in it for the long haul, but in many cases, the brands with whom I spoke had that guarantee in place since their founding. And in the case of L.L. Bean, that goes back to 1912, the North Face back to 1968. So sometimes the guarantee is just simply a matter of maintaining what had been a customer service tradition all this time. I guess the slippery slope here that we should mention is once you extend a guarantee like this, it can be a little bit difficult to back off of it. If you're going to tell the customer that you're in it for the long haul, that you'll back up your stuff, for the lifetime of the product, however you want to term that, you've got all your chips on the table. I mean, you have to play for keeps.
When you were doing research for this article, you can admit to us, if this happened, did you try yourself to buy anything and then return it?
You know what? I didn't. But I'll tell you what gave me the idea for it is that we're an L.L. Bean family because I'm originally from upstate New York, and I've heard stories of people walking into L.L. Bean with boots that are I don't know however many years old, and the company actually making good on the on the satisfaction guarantee. Obviously, in a case that I would consider an abuse, because look, boots are going to wear down after 25 years or however long. But the company is good to its word, and we, as the Clara family, I can say, has inadvertently tested L.L. Bean, but as consumers, not as journalists.
Robert Clara, author and staff writer for Adweek, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There is a link to read both of his articles about the elusive lifetime guarantee. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.